And I'm ready.
Hey guys. We are ready. We are back. Episode 55. We're getting up there. We're going to quit announcing the episodes, though, I think. We're just going to let them speak for themselves.
That's right.
That's a good thing. I like having the episode numbers in there.
All right. So, and for those of you who do not recognize that voice, and if you don't recognize that voice, you've been living under a rock. That is one of our original co-hosts. That is Barry there in the background. Say hi, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
And, of course, I'm Jen. And
I'm Jerry.
And we are back once again. We will not go away. We will always be here. We will haunt you. But anyway, so we are back and we are running with kind of a new, not really format, but a little bit more updated new content, I guess you would say.
A new idea.
New idea. We'll see how it goes, considering that, you know, our listener response has been unanimous in not having a problem with it. Considering we've had no listener response. So,
so no one has objected.
No one has objected at all.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I think no news is good news.
Well, that's what they say, but, you know, I'd rather people at least say, whatever, you know. But, yeah, and we got the dedicated phone line trying to make things as easy as possible, and still nothing, but that's all right. We're young yet. We're only a year old.
But I mean, you are continuing to add subscribers and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So people are listening.
And we do. We have 7 subscribers on the blog now, which, for those of you who don't do this kind of thing on a regular basis, that number, you're probably sitting there laughing going, really? You're proud of that? Trust me, honey, it took us a year to get there. Yes, I am very proud of that.
Yes.
But
from,
yeah.
From
little
acorns.
What's up?
From little acorns.
There you go. But unfortunately, at this moment, we do not have any news on the Hiddle Baby. I tell you what, guys, Tom and Zawe, need to be commended for their complete privacy mode that they have gone into. There's nothing. We don't know if this child is a boy or a girl. We don't know if it's just one child. We don't know. We know nothing except that it does exist. And that's it. We know exactly the same as we did last week, which is nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of, no news is good news.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But for us, in this case, no news is very irritating, aggravating, and frustrating news.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, they deserve their privacy. Yes, we need to respect that. But, guys, come on, throw us a bone. Give us a break.
Give us a bone.
We don't know the gender or anything.
We don't know the gender. We don't even know exactly what day the child was born.
Right.
We know it was sometime before October 26th.
Allegedly, there is a child.
Allegedly, there is a child.
Yes. It's a strong possibility that there is a child.
Yeah, because I'm telling you what, if they've gone through all this and there's not one, this is the greatest hoax of all time. This beats the Piltdown Man for the greatest hoax of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, just bringing one up there. Okay.
You know, we do know, you know, you were talking about maybe it's twins, but we do know that they released a statement indicating a singular, you know, baby.
True.
So we know they have one.
True. Yeah, and I can't imagine new parents of twins being put together enough to fudge that.
Right, right.
You know, to not accidentally say something about babies or they, you know. Because let me tell you, I've had twins twice. So, you can't think past the next bottle feeding or the next diaper change or the next possibility of 15 minutes sleep to even consider fudging something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, but congratulations, guys, yet again. We are very happy. We hope that everything is going well. And, yes, as fans, we would love to hear something. We want that news. We want to know how everything's going. But at the, in the same vein, this is their lives. This is their personal business, their private lives. And unfortunately, we do need to respect that.
So, I mean, Jen, it seems like you would have been, you know, heartbroken when you heard the news, because this is confirmation that they have had sex.
Oh, honey, I don't care how many people he has sex with as long as I'm one of them.
Gotcha.
Please. Yeah, I'm not even. I don't even have an ego big enough to try to think I could keep him all to myself. Oh, no, no, no.
Great pandemic if you guys could have hooked up and then you went your separate ways, this thing with Zoe, and they're like, you know, Tom, I always wish the best for you. Congratulations. In this very mature 21st century Hollywood kind of exchanges.
That would have been classic.
Yes.
Alas, the biggest thrill I can hope for with Tom is to get him to sign my tattoo. But, you know, that would indicate, you know, actual physical contact, and I'm okay with that. Oh, and again, on the Johnny Depp side, there really is not a whole lot of news there either. We threw the big bombshell out last week. So, aside from the fact that he is now dating one of his lawyers from the UK, yeah. Yeah, Johnny just cannot stay single. Of course, if I looked like him, I probably wouldn't stay single either.
Right. Well, you know, he's Johnny Depp. He's beautiful. He's a musician. And
he's an artist. He's an actor. He's a singer. Oh, wait. Okay.
Well, and, you know, he's been through some recent trials and tribulations, and we know that you have to fall back on a good woman.
Absolutely. Or women, you know, depending on who you are. But
sure.
I still love the Marilyn Manson comment that if you're a dude and you sleep with Johnny Depp, you can't even be called gay because, hey, it's Johnny Depp. So you never know. First, that is a couple that I have wondered about. As close as they are. But enough of that.
Yeah.
All right.
That is possible getting sued territory. That being said,
hey, I said wondered about. There is nothing you can sue me for over that. Plus, please, 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 please sue my webcast. Please, please sue my podcast. Please put me on the front page of every newspaper in this country. Go ahead.
Now, and listen, there's a great deal of speculation over Depp's involvement with the project, and some people, I think Screen Rant, ended up doing some and publishing some speculation, but to kind of test the waters and just try to soften his re-entry into Hollywood.
Right.
Johnny is known for his cameo.
Right.
That he's done. You know, he did that cameo in 21 Jump Street.
Yep.
Where he kind of killed his own character off, which that was brilliant.
Yeah, that was great.
A lot of folks are saying that, you know, don't really think about this as any kind of major or even possibly minor role.
It may just be a walk-on cameo.
Right, right, right. So.
Well, regardless.
That being said, that'd be crazy.
Regardless, we love seeing him, even if it's. I'm sorry, they touted his part in Into the Woods as, you know, huge, and he was on that show for all of, I think, grand total was like 12 and a half minutes.
Right.
So, but he was still brilliant, and I'm sorry, I would love to have been Little Red Riding Hood. And that's as far as I'm going with that one.
Mind boggles.
Oh, no, we've just seen a few other movies about Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf. So, Ah, he finally got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we decided to do something a little bit different today. And I'm going to throw out two names. Carrie, I know you know who they are. But let's see if Barry knows. All right, I'm going to give you two names. You tell me if you recognize either name and if you know who they are.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is Lee Ehrenberg. And the second is Mackenzie Crook.
I do know Mackenzie Crook.
Okay, you do know Mackenzie Crook. Who is Mackenzie Crook?
I think he's the skinny guy whose eyeball keeps falling out in a Pirates movie.
Ding, ding. Have you seen him in anything else?
Yeah, I've seen him in other things, too. Nothing's popping to mind right away, but I know I've seen him in other things.
Right.
Okay, and we talked about this last week, Carrie. One of the things that he has been in, another notable movie with Johnny Depp, is Finding Neverland. He plays one of the ushers.
Yes, he is in there.
And he looks so much younger in that movie than he does in the Pirates movies.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, he looks almost teenage years in Finding Neverland. But I was looking because I was wanting to bring some of the background characters of our favorite men's best shows and bring them a little bit more out to the forefront, because these are incredibly talented actors and incredibly important to the movies and the TV shows that they're in. You know, without these background characters, the show doesn't happen.
Yeah. They really are the "hey, it's that guy" actors.
Exactly.
And, you know, and you do that whole finger wagging when you see them on the screen. You're like, "Hey, it's that guy."
He was in, what was it? I know I've seen him in, yep.
Yeah.
That guy.
And, you know, I love, those guys are very important. I love those guys.
All right. Well, let me clue you in as to, Lee, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, Ehrenberg.
Okay.
It's A-R-E-N-B-E-R-G. Lee Ehrenberg.
Been working a long time. Yeah, see, whereas Barry knows the other guy.
Mackenzie Crook.
Thank you. But yeah, Lee Ehrenberg, you know, I know him really, really well.
But you did not know who he was till you looked him up and saw his picture.
And of course not. And look, guys, I know the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are, you know, popular and very pivotal, but they use a lot of makeup, they use a lot of period costumes, and it is very hard to, yeah, I was blown away to learn. Well, actually, I knew that was him, but what a vast difference from these other roles that he's done, you know?
Yeah, he's been in some of the big ones, like, movies notwithstanding, he's been in several really big movies. But let's talk about his TV shows. Tales from the Crypt. Night Court.
Oh, I used to love Night Court.
How long has it been?
Oh my God, Night Court. Yep. No doubt, Barry. You know,
there's a new version of Night Court coming on soon.
Oh God.
John Larroquette's back in it.
Really?
Oh. Yep.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's, well, I hope so. He's going to start in the show. Yeah.
Sorry.
And I forget her name, but the actress who played Bernadette on
Was it Marky Poster?
She's playing
on Big
Harry
Bang Theory.
Stone's daughter.
Ah.
And she's the judge.
Okay. He was also on Roseanne. Married with Children. He's been on pretty much every Star Trek since the Next Generation.
Right.
Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager. He's been on them all. He was on a couple of episodes of Arliss.
I'm doing a Voyager rewatch now, so.
Well, keep an eye out for him.
Yeah.
He's been on Friends. He's been on Seinfeld. Charmed. Scrubs. I could go on and on and on. This man has covered pretty much any TV show or sitcom that was between 1988 and now. He's been on it.
He was a pretty important character. He was Grumpy on
Once Upon a Time.
Huge arcs with the dwarves.
Yep, and I'm actually doing a rewatch of Once Upon a Time, so. So yeah, I'm gonna definitely. I can remember the character.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
I think I've only ever watched the first two episodes.
That's because I made you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a good show.
Yeah, they're okay. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
You just didn't give yourself time to get into them.
Yeah.
It's much better than The Boys for both of you.
The Boys is an awesome show.
No, and you're wrong. Yeah, no, you're just wrong.
The Boys is amazing. It's a great show.
Oh, my God.
No, Boys Bundy. Anyway.
Barry and I need to do a podcast. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he still wants you to do the 007.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so he's been on... Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, there's a lot of... I don't know, I like to think that the three of us are... what would they call it? Western media gadflies. And we can... Hey, I'm throwing in gadfly.
Okay, you get the 10-point word right there. Ding, ding.
You know what I mean, though.
Usually I'm the one who comes up with those words.
Yeah, I mean, I think between the three of us, we cover the whole gamut of popular culture.
Pretty much, yeah.
We're literally connecting friends with these two actors, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scrubs, you know.
Oh, my word. Oh, what was it? What was it, the other one that I was looking at? Mackenzie Crook? There was a couple of things he was on that I was freaking out because...
Is that his real name?
I believe it is, actually.
It is such a great name.
Great name.
Oh, yeah. Crook. Let's see. What was it that I was, like, freaking out because I was saying it was another degree of separation? Oh, Muppets Most Wanted.
Yes.
Tom Hiddleston is also on Muppets Most Wanted. So there is another degree, there's another link between Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston in Mackenzie Crook.
So I remember when we were going to watch Muppets Most Wanted because we were like, we don't remember Tom Hiddleston.
Right.
And we were sitting there watching, and at some point I remember us both saying, when the hell is Tom Hiddleston
going to
show
up? Yeah, and he's on there for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, and then we realized we had already missed it.
Right.
And so we had to rewind it. And then he's like, there he is.
He's literally on the show for all of like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Was he visibly, obviously Tom Hiddleston?
Yes, he plays the Great Escapo.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the Great Escapo.
Yup. And he comes out in chains and slips out of the chains and tries to run out, and they catch him. And that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole scene.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But yeah, so there's another degree there.
I thought you were talking about like Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder or something.
Oh, God, no.
No.
But God, let's see, what else has he been? Now, most of Mackenzie Crook's stuff has been English based. Most of his TV shows have been English. Most of his movies have been from England. Only a few do I recognize. Game of Thrones is one. Yes, he was in Game of Thrones. He was in, let's see, Watership Down, the TV miniseries.
I didn't watch that.
Okay, I watched part of it. I couldn't watch it all.
I watched the old animated one years ago, and that was heartbreaking enough.
I know, yeah, that'll kill you. It really will. Almost Human.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't remember a minute, but...
November
series that Carl Urban was in, right?
Let's see.
And Michael, what's his name? Michael Early.
Yeah.
No, I'm not getting any of the stars, but it's a science fiction crime drama.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I was trying to earlier. She was talking about The Boys.
Right.
He was all talking about, you know, Butcher and what else he had been in. And I was right. Missing, like, a gazillion things.
And I kept saying, no, I've never seen that. No, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he's been in as many things, if not more, than Ehrenberg has. Just most of them are English-based.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Actually, Mackenzie is younger than you.
Oh. So he works a lot, I guess. Well, I know that Lee
agreed.
Is
Actually, Lee is compared. Actually, yes, he's comparable with Johnny. Johnny was born in 1963. Lee was born in 1962. However, Crook wasn't born until shares a birthday with your precious London, September 29th.
Yeah, right.
1971. So, yeah. I saw the birth date and I was like, oh my God, I will never forget this day.
Yeah. Well, and hey, this guy is obviously a serious working actor.
He is that.
Works well in makeup, works well in...
heat.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it, obviously, but there are scenes in the Pirates movies that would have been, how did I put it earlier, Barry, either boring or stupid.
Yeah.
Without those two.
Yeah.
I mean, the scene where they are going from the land of the dead back to the land of the living and they strap themselves to the mast upside down so that they will be right side up when they flip.
I like it when they're...
I mean, that was awesome.
I like it when they're in the boat and they're dressed like ladies.
Like women and they start fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. But those two are just... They play so well off of each other. However, in my research, I can't find anything else that they have done together. So I don't know if they're just maybe friends behind the scenes, possibly, or if they just met on the Pirates stage. You know, I'm not sure. But they do play so well off of each other. It's hard to believe they did not know each other before the Pirates movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
And, you know, one of the notable roles for Lee is, of course, the American Gods.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Jarvis, right. The Dwarven Forger.
Yep. Yep, the one with the poor little kiosk in Iowa.
Yep. That's right, where the Nordic dwarves have gotten so weak in power with their believers and worshipers that they're at a kiosk in the mall.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty pathetic, but hey, at least they're still existing.
Yeah. And that was their,
Yeah.
And that was their thing, too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that series actually made you think about a lot of stuff. Have to say, that was a very thought-provoking series, if you allowed it to be.
Sure.
But yeah, these guys have just been everywhere, and they seem to be content to sit in the background and to do the bit parts. What do you think? Okay, Barry, would you be satisfied to be a background player to support other better-known actors?
Sure.
To be that, hey, that it's that guy.
Yeah, guy. I think there's something definitely noble about being just a hard-working actor, just somebody who has, you know, 200 credits, even if nobody thinks of you as the star.
Yeah, but wouldn't... Okay.
You're a working actor. Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
I get that, but I have to say, I guess I've just got too much of an ego. You know, if I was that, hey, it's that chick. I'd be like, excuse me, this bitch got a name.
But in a way, though, it's nice as an actor that you do disappear within your roles. You know, that people think of you as, oh yeah, that's the guy whose eye keeps falling out. And,
right.
You know, I mean, there's something to be said for that.
There is, absolutely, because I mean that role believable,
right?
You know, we kind of think of it as a shtick or whatever, but, you know, Lee's been working since the 80s, and every role that he's done, you know, he's kind of killed it, and, you know, I've read enough reviews being in Beauty and Gadfly, but these actors love, you know, your big, you know, marquee actors love working with the guy that's been doing this for 25 years, that's the chameleon that becomes this part
right.
that you work with, you know, in several scenes. And it's just a great, fantastic mutual relationship. I dare say that they would be just as happy because they do have a little bit of an enmity and they can kind of walk around a little bit. Plus, they have the admiration and respect of true actors that are into the craft that have worked with them.
Right. And, well, see, rumor has it, and I've not been able to find anything, quote, official, but rumor has it, that's how Crook ended up on Finding Neverland. Was that he was in between jobs, and Johnny had worked with him on the Pirates, on Curse of the Black Pearl. And, you know, the name just popped up when they were discussing the secondary actors for Finding Neverland. And it was a name that stuck with him, and he threw it out there for consideration.
Literally, Johnny said, I know a guy.
Right, basically.
One of my all-time favorite actors is Michael Caine. And,
yes.
You know, Michael Caine made so many movies. And I saw an interview with him one time where they asked him, you know, was he ever embarrassed by some of the roles that he took? Because, you know, he made a lot of good movies and a lot of really bad movies.
Right.
And he said, no, that he was a working actor.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if someone offered him a job, he took it and he tried to do the best job he could with whatever it was, you know. And so I just kind of think that sometimes when you see these background guys, you know, I mean, it's a job.
It is a job.
It is. Yeah, it is all about the craft. And a lot of people that are marquee, quote unquote, actors do a certain role. And maybe they are fantastic, but they'll kind of rest on it.
Right.
You know, for a year or two or what have you. These guys are always hustling. They're always getting their presence known on celluloid. I mean, they're everywhere.
Right.
You know, these two actors that we're talking about, McKenzie and Lee, they're really, hey, oh my God, it's that guy.
Right. Right. And the thing about it is, it took me a minute when I was trying to find out, because I didn't know Lee's name. I just knew who I was looking for in the Pirates movies. I wanted to know who that guy was. So I'm looking through the different spreadsheets on the cast members of the different Pirates movies. And I passed his picture, I know, four times. Before it dawned on me, hey, ding, ding, this is the guy you're looking for. Simply because I had seen him in American Gods. I'd seen him in Once Upon a Time. I'd seen him in a couple of different things. And he looks so completely different than he does in the Pirates movies. It took me a little bit to pinpoint and go, oh, wow, that is the guy I'm looking for. And, I mean, that in itself is a talent. To be able to change and, as you said, to be a chameleon and to adopt whatever look and whatever attitude and whatever role you need. It's truly amazing to me.
Yeah.
These guys definitely deserve... they deserve much more than the little bit of credit that they get from the movie producers themselves. And so that's why we're doing this tonight.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do maybe one a month, I'm thinking. We'll go ahead and pull a couple of, you know, couple of background actors, pull them up to the forefront, bring them out and, you know, shake the dust off and let everybody see them and... hopefully bring some recognition to them because they really, truly, honestly deserve it.
Yeah.
So can you think of any other actors you might want to discuss maybe in the future? Carrie?
Are you?
I keep forgetting I've got the both of you here now. Yeah. So Carrie, I know you named a few when we were discussing this before the show. What are some of the other actors you might want to see brought into the limelight?
You know, I do not have the same kind of level of connecting these people as you do. First of all, that's a loaded... God, that's awful. But, you know, I would love to talk about, there's an actor named Glenn Shaddix, and he was in Beetlejuice, and you'll remember he was Lydia's mother's friend that was all into the spirits. He was kind of a heavyset guy, and he's like, yes, let's call the spirits. Do you guys remember that character?
Oh, yeah.
He was in a hole. Lot of things, and he actually died in 2010.
Oh, no.
But he had a fantastic career, and he was in a lot of stuff. And I loved a lot of his work.
Okay, so if we can connect him with our guys, we can definitely bring him out and show him off.
Yeah, well, I think it would be easy, and I'm kind of volunteering it also because you know what? You know what? God damn it, Jennifer. This is a challenge.
Oh! You have connect. Thrown down the gauntlet.
I have. Connect Glenn Shaddix, Shaddix, to Tom Hiddleston, and I think actually it would probably be
all right. Easy. Oh, you had to do it. All right. Okay.
Also, that being said, guys, he's from Bessemer, Alabama. He's one of our...
Okay, spell that name again for me. Oops, so hang on. Hang on, I freaking lost it. Okay.
Otto, yeah.
What is going on?
Oh, I didn't... Oh, my God, I didn't know this, and I'm cheating. I'm using Wikipedia. He was the voice of the mayor of Halloween Town.
Oh, wow.
For Christmas as well. So.
Okay. Spell his name again for me.
All right. Glenn with two N's.
Okay.
And then Shaddix. Shaddix. He's that guy. It's that guy.
Okay. Let me see and connect. We'll try Tom Hiddleston first. And see what happens. Tom Hiddleston was in Midnight in Paris with Kurt Fuller, who was in Bingo with Glenn Shaddix.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bing, bing. Hello.
I would like to see a show on Jude Law.
Ooh. Good one.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Okay, why would you consider him a background character, though?
Well, I would just say for the connection to their two guys.
I am interested.
Okay.
All right, so Jude Law, of course, was in the Fantastic Beasts series. He plays Dumbledore. As, you know, Depp started out in that series. And then in the MCU thing, Jude Law played Yon Rogg in Captain Marvel, which would then connect to Loki. But I just think, you know, because of his connection to those two, and he's done so many wonderful things.
Well, that's actually a brilliant idea.
I have those occasionally.
If I could find my ink pen, which apparently I have eaten because it's nowhere to be found.
And you know, Barry, not just, you know, that connection, but I could see other connections besides the obvious, like MCU and Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Certainly there's some sort of connection. This guy had a huge career.
Yeah. Well, and I was thinking, you know, I mean, Jude Law worked with RDJ in the Sherlock Holmes films.
Pardon me. Yeah.
Yeah. Because actually, you know, I'm a huge Sherlock Holmes fan, and Jude Law is actually my favorite Watson of all time.
And Robert Downey Jr. Is about to be the sexiest Holmes ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
find a sexier one.
You're quite right. And, madam, I say that is debatable.
Yeah, because to me, the quintessential Holmes is Jeremy Brett, who's exactly like he was described on the page. But I would also say that I think Benedict Cumberbatch is amazing.
Okay, all right. Benedict Cumberbatch, okay, yeah, he would have to win hands down right there.
Well, Brett, we're talking like the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, and there's just something stuffed shirt about 50s and 60s male actors. I'm sorry.
You don't get much more stuffed shirt than Sherlock Holmes, really.
This is true. But yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch, yeah, he's, yeah. He's just, yeah. Very, very sexy man. And anything he plays, from a gay cowboy to, you know, Doctor Strange. So.
True.
Yeah. He is one of the stars, unfortunately, or we would be doing a bit piece on him as well. Because he's been in everything from War Horse with Tom Hiddleston to, you know, of course, Doctor Strange, to the Sherlock Holmes, to playing in Black Mass opposite Johnny Depp. He played Johnny's brother.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So, yeah. And, you know, there again, hey, there's another thing we could do. Talking about the bit part actors that ended up being big stars.
You know, you guys have me thinking. I almost want to do is like an epic rap battles, if you will.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch versus Tom Hiddleston. You really can't deny either's career.
No.
Right.
Cumberbatch.
Although I'd rather be a Hiddlestoner than a Cumberbatch.
Well, Cumberbatch doesn't like the Cumberbatches. He doesn't like that term for his fans.
Oh, that's right. When did he finally decide on?
Yeah.
Oh, Cumber Blossoms or something like that. It was just something silly. But yeah, no. Cumber Bitches. Reminds me of the Loki meme where, you know, you've got all the fangirls with their signs and everything, and he's got his head in his hands going,
yeah.
And I have an army. Oh! But yeah. So what type of epic rap battle are you thinking? Just comparing the two,
So, by the way, Cumberbatch says that he prefers Cumberbabes.
Cumberbabes.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
That doesn't... No.
Cumberbabes.
No. I'm sorry. Well, you might as well put CU in front of that.
Well, and listen, when I'm talking epic rap battles, we're talking about, you know, maybe comparing scope of career.
Okay.
And characters in film.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, you know, both Hiddleston and Cumberbatch, and not just the MCU stuff.
No, just the full careers.
And if you wanted to go with Johnny Depp, and maybe this is a losing proposition, but you could possibly epic rap battle Johnny Depp with...
Robert Downey Jr.?
Nicolas Cage.
Ew. Okay, Johnny wins. Sorry, Johnny wins.
Yeah, but guys, well, think about, you know, Nicolas Cage's roles
in the late
80s, the 90s, you know.
Which one? Oh, wait, I don't know, because they all sound the same.
All right, if you're going to shut it down, then I can't participate in this rap battle.
Oh, no, I'm just teasing you guys, because I know both of you like Nicolas Cage, and he irritates me, so I have to irritate y'all.
Well, Nicolas,
is this a mean thing?
I wouldn't say I'm a Nicolas fan. I do like a lot of his movies.
He has done some pretty incredible things.
Yeah.
I have to say he has. My dislike of him is a personal thing. But professionally, yes, the man has done some incredible things, and,
I have to admit, there's something I dislike about it. I have this thing where I dislike, particularly men who have no chin. And there's something, it's just like a base thing.
But he has this pointed chin with a little dimple.
But I think he has like a weak chin.
Okay. Well,
he's got a marshmallow for a chin.
So let me up it a bit. What about Epic Rap Battle, Johnny Depp? And I know you guys are going to shoot it down, but you're going to shoot it down by instinct. Johnny Depp versus Tom Cruise.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting one.
That would be, okay, quick question. Instead of Stomp the Hostess, all right, Johnny Depp and Tom Cruise roles. Pick one to reverse with. Yeah. What's a Tom Cruise role you'd like to see Johnny Depp in? What's a Johnny Depp role you'd like to see Tom Cruise in?
I think I got it.
All right, what's yours?
Well, I know the reverse on Johnny to Tom's roles, and I'm going to go all the way back, and I think Johnny Depp in Legend would have been awesome.
Actually, I think mine is a little bit more recent. I'd have loved, it would never happen because of Johnny's aversion to showing skin, but I would have loved to have seen Johnny Depp playing Stacey Jacks in Rock of Ages.
Interesting.
You know, that is intriguing, and also, goddammit, Jim, that is self-serving. That's just you wanting to just see some...
You're damn right!
Just wanting to see some sexy rock stuff.
Please, why do you think I like Tom Cruise?
I know which ones I want to in both directions.
Okay, so what you got?
First of all, I've always wanted to see Johnny in a somewhat straight action hero role. He always tries to subvert that, but I would like to see him as Ethan Hunt. I think seeing him in that kind of super spy kind of thing would be interesting.
Yeah.
And to reverse it the other way, going back to my all-time favorite
Johnny Depp
movie.
I know what this is going to be. Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. I would love to see Tom Cruise in that role.
Tom would probably do a damn good job.
I think he would. I think he would do a very good. But would he insist on changing it so that Ichabod was a more heroic character?
I can't see him playing the mealy-mouthed doctor that Johnny Depp played.
Right.
I think it'd
be interesting to see him try.
I do think that they would. I do think he would make them change the role a bit, but I do think he would probably do a spectacular job.
Yeah.
None of you guys are going to go that far.
Well, see, you said the same. You have said the exact same thing about Johnny Depp and action heroes.
Well, let me throw this at you. Johnny Depp versus Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that one's easy.
What about Johnny Depp being in The Matrix?
Oh, I thought I thought you were going to say John Wick. Yeah.
Nah.
Although he came close to John Wick, just not, without the serious note when he did Sweeney Todd.
I don't think that Johnny would be as physical like in real life in filming it. I don't think that he would be able to do the rigors that Tom Cruise.
Oh, no. I think he would be able to handle it. I just think he wouldn't want to.
I don't think he could, even if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I have more faith in my man than that.
Yeah. I think because some of Tom Cruise's stunts, I mean, you have to be borderline insane to do.
Yeah. And in an amazing shape.
Which
you know,
we all know
Johnny is working out like 3 hours a day for, you know, several years. I don't see that.
Well, come on, cut the man some slack. He's heading on 60.
Tom Cruise does believe he is the Messiah. So
this is true. He believes he can bring people back from the dead with a word.
That helps.
So. Well, he's paid enough money. He's supposed to be able to.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I tell you what, I understand so much more now. You know, the more money you pay, the more powers you get. Wait, that's called capitalism. Wow. It's a religion.
You guys are getting away from the challenge.
Sorry.
Sorry, But, let's see, okay. Aside from John Wick, let's see, Keanu Reeves and Johnny Depp.
You know, Keanu and Edward Scissorhands.
No.
I am so in.
No.
How come?
I would like to see Keanu.
I just don't see the whole I see Keanu making it more of a comedy than it, because, I mean, it was a comedy to begin with, but I can see him making it even more so and kind of denying the serious aspect of it. I couldn't see him playing the Edward Scissorhands role.
I would love to see Keanu and Benny and June.
That would
Keanu
be a good
would
one.
What?
Benny and June.
Now, I don't know if he'd be good at it, but I'd love to see him try.
Well, Johnny actually studied the movies, because, of course, there was no one left alive who could walk him through the different tricks and stuff.
Right.
So he actually studied the old Chaplin movies for hours and hours and practiced on his own until he actually did all of those stunts himself.
Wow.
That was him. The entire time, that was him. Okay, I'm still thinking about this one.
So I think you're onto something there, though, Barry.
I can definitely see Keanu in that. Let's see. Oh. I'd love to see Keanu in Dark Shadows.
Oh.
And
he is too California.
You think?
Yeah.
You're probably right. Yeah. All right. While we're doing epic battles, let's go to Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston and Patrick Swayze.
What?
Tom Hiddleston, Patrick Swayze.
So, Tom Hiddleston, Roadhouse.
Ooh.
Wow, that
are
would be
that
awesome.
Would,
oh.
That?
Yeah. Okay, Patrick Swayze in... What would you like to see Patrick Swayze in?
That'd be a Hiddleston role?
Yes. I know the one I'd call.
I'd say Night Manager.
That's what I would say, too.
That would be odd, because it's such a classy role.
And he would friggin' just butch it up.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be like, when the American cut, we already got one white boy down here. What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
we already got one American.
Now, if we were gonna do the Keanu and Hiddleston,
okay,
I would love to see Keanu in Crimson Peak.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think he would look good in that
gold
outfit.
Ooh. Ooh.
We know he can do period pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I am in the wrong mindset for this conversation. Sorry, guys. You know me, I have no filter. Luckily, I have a little bit of a filter because I haven't opened my mouth yet.
This has been an indulgent podcast.
It has been, but hey, that's what we like.
Yeah.
It's all about having fun, guys.
Exactly.
And the more fun we have, we're hoping the more fun you'll have listening to us. But, but yeah, okay, let me think. One more. Tom Hiddleston. And, let's see, there's been several that have... Okay, Tom Hiddleston and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh, all right.
And nobody says anything.
Well, I don't know. To be honest with you, that almost feels too easy.
Well, see, I would love to see
because
Tom play Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think they have a very similar aesthetic style, though.
But I cannot see.
You know,
I can't see Benedict playing Loki.
Well,
yeah.
It seems like Tom, and we really don't think about it, but Tom is actually very physical. He's cut. He's fit.
Dude runs 5 miles a day.
I don't know what it is, but when you sign on to the MCU, apparently you're getting
you go to boot camp
trainer, and you're eating beets for like 3 months.
You go to boot camp.
Because, you know, I think we watched that Western movie with Cumberbatch, and he was ripped.
Yes. I think I sent you one of the images from
the
promotion of that with him laying on the gray blanket.
Jesus Christ, Jennifer, we're talking actual like acting and stuff here.
This
you
is actual
right
acting.
You go right to the. I remember the nudes that I saw on Google.
Dude, he was cut. He looked like he had been carved from marble.
All right. I mean, I guess that's what we're talking about now.
Yes.
Yes, he did. All right.
And no, it wasn't full frontal. He was actually laying on his stomach.
No, but there was full frontal there. We saw full frontal. But, yeah, I do think his abs got their own IMDb category.
I'm telling you. So. Kind of like Tom Hiddleston's ass.
All right. Very well.
I'm sorry, what is it? The English, Rear of the Year. Tom Hiddleston won Rear of the Year in 2016.
Yeah. You guys know they announced the Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes, I saw that, and they're wrong.
Who?
It's Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
Right now, Sexiest Man Alive. Chris
That's Evans. What they're saying.
New Night Court.
But yeah, that is what they're saying. They're saying, and I'm sorry, but no, okay. Even People Magazine can be wrong.
Okay, so
he does
it's
have
not
American
Steve Carell.
Okay, he's hot as hell, but he is not the sexiest man alive. Sorry.
Good Lord, guys. Everybody knows it's Rainn Wilson.
Really? Oh, my goodness. I'm getting a visit.
Yeah. I think he's hot.
I think she's more upset she can't get up to her spot.
Well, there are other ways to her spot besides through the chair I'm sitting in.
Oh, shit. All right. All right.
Guys,
oh.
By the way, I am in the original studio with the original cast and the original pain in the ass cat. So, Sparrow has decided she's going to come over and bug me because she wants me to move.
Still hate you.
What?
Still hates you.
Yes, she still hates me. She has already knocked over my stuff that's in the other room. She's already gotten a hold of my mouse. I had to take that away from her. All of this destructive stuff she does not do.
You can no longer click your mouse.
Oh, no, I can because I got it away from her. But she tried to eat it. I told her it was the wrong kind of mouse. She's not listening to me. But, you know... I told Barry from the very beginning this cat did not like me. Barry did not listen to me because the cat was always so sweet when he was in the room. But of course, as soon as he turns his back, she turns into a little hellion. So, she's doing it again.
Yeah, right.
She's a sweet cat.
You hear this, right?
I do.
Yeah. This is the cat that sat there on the bar and stared at me for a total of like 25 minutes, as if I stare at you long enough, maybe you'll go away, kind of thing. Yeah. Oh, and then Daddy walks in, and she's just like, oh, I'm so pretty, I'm so cute, I'm going to roll over, rub my belly, hi. And as soon as he walks out of the room, just evil.
No.
Definitely an indulgent podcast.
However, she doesn't dislike me like she does another one of Barry's friends.
So. That's true. That's true. All
right, great. So, back on track. That being said, I really do love how we kind of did an MC, maybe not MCU, but Marvel thing where it was a what if.
Yeah.
You know, we did talk about a couple of fantastic actors, and then we ended up going into kind of some what ifs. With the roles.
Well, hey, why don't we post that on the blog and see if we can get some kind of response with it? Ask our listeners, you know, what if? What's some what ifs they want to hear about? What some background characters they would like to hear about? Idea?
I would love to hear from our listeners, since we've talked about Chris Evans being the sexiest man alive.
Oh, yeah, let's do a poll, too.
But wait, ladies and gentlemen, Sexiest Man Alive, are we going with Chris Evans, the MCU choice, or are we going to go with Chris Pine, the DC offering?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's, once again, Marvel versus DC. I like it.
Once again, yes, yes, yes.
However, unfortunately, with my normal choice being Marvel, no matter what, I would have to go with DC on this one.
Well, we're really going to have to ask people that are completely objective to do this because Jennifer has definitely done her choice.
Yeah, she's a little biased, I think.
And she's so biased.
I'm
she's
a so lot biased, but.
That,
oh,
you know, that
and Chris
said,
Pine is another who's worked with both guys, so.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait, no, he hasn't worked with Hiddleston.
Yeah, can we connect Pine with
him? Yeah, let me see. Give me just a second.
Oh, my God, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, let's find out. So, I'm checking. Give me just a moment. All right. Actually, that's really weird. Chris Pine was in Star Trek Into Darkness with Anton Yelchin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who was in Only Lovers Left Alive with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, even more obvious, they ended up making Cumberbatch Khan.
Yeah.
What?
So,
yeah.
What? What?
Yeah, Into Darkness, yeah.
Okay, mark this movie 151 I have to see. Because
you can miss it.
What? He's Khan?
Yeah, Into Darkness is the worst of the three.
Oh man. Oh, it's so bad, bro.
Okay, you know, I've watched a lot of really bad movies because there were some good actors in them.
Yeah, you're not missing much.
I gotcha.
As Barry says, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but okay. All I want to know is, does he compare at all
to Ricardo
Montalban as Khan?
No. Good Lord, no.
Okay,
actually,
then never mind.
I am now a lesser fan of Benedict Cumberbatch for doing this film.
Well,
yes.
They should have.
It was
just,
awful.
They should have just had him be a completely different character.
But they tried to plug him into a hole and it didn't work.
Well, I mean, just bring him in. You
right.
know, he doesn't have to be Khan.
Exactly.
That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
Yep. What I want to know is, was the bone structure correct?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
See,
no.
Yeah, see, that's a problem.
Yeah.
We were discussing, what was the show, baby, that you were talking about? The plastic surgery?
Body Shockers, right.
You can attempt any kind of plastic surgery you want. If the bone structure is not correct, it's not going to work. Same
You're
going to
look really weird.
Same with your CGI.
Okay.
Trying to put one actor in another actor's position.
Well,
the bone structure has to work, or at least be close, or it's not. You can't do it. It's not
going
to work.
Well, it's the 23rd century, so it's, you know, like a terraforming of the skull.
Exactly.
You know?
But you still have to have the underlying structure to make
Actually,
it work.
Barry, that was like an awful Die Another Day where, you know, the Korean guy with the diamonds in his face ended up being Toby, you know.
Yeah.
What's his face? Yeah. No, it's not even the same bone structure. It's not even the same skull measurements.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Of course, I was thinking more along the lines
head.
Of Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
All right, cute.
Hey, that was a good scene.
That was an amazing scene.
Yeah.
The rings fall off his hand, and that's how they know it's not the right guy.
Yeah.
But when you're watching a Robert Rodriguez movie, the ridiculous is kind of where you're at, and so you suspend.
Okay, ridiculous is using chocolate and strawberry syrup as blood. But it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, that's blood.
Yeah.
This is skull.
Well, you said talking about the ridiculous. Anyway. But yeah, off the subject again, my point was if the bone patterns don't match between Benedict Cumberbatch and Ricardo Montalban, then to put one into the other's place would not work as far as the video itself is concerned.
Well, it wasn't even trying to make him look like Ricardo Montalban. It was trying to make him be sort of a pan-Asiatic, you know, eugenics war.
Got it.
You know, like a... like a Western to Central Asian... body type.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So it was just it. Basically, they were trying to erase who he was and turn him into something else.
Well, they accused it of whitewashing. A, yes.
Yeah.
B, they were like, well, we got Benedict Cumberbatch, goddammit, make it work. You know, and it's like, you don't get much more English white boy than Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, and, you know, English white boy is much more white boy than American white boy. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, that is the original white boy.
You know who they should have gotten? Johnny Depp.
No.
Oh, my God. Actually, no. That would have been brilliant.
He could have pulled it off, but
more than Benedict Cumberbatch, still arguable. But
yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Johnny can pull anything off. I just never would have seen him in the role of Khan, though. He could do it, though. I'm sorry. After seeing Black Mass, that man can pull off any kind of villain.
It would have been great if they would have introduced Khan, Johnny Depp being Khan, where he, like, buries his wedding rings, his necklaces, his clothes in the desert.
Oh, man.
And then he puts on some cologne.
You know what? It sounds cheesy, but you are absolutely right. That would have been fantastic.
And it would have sold a whole lot of Sauvage.
Like it really needs help. But anyway. But yeah, I could see it. Combine the commercial with the movie. Oh my God.
Sure.
I mean, classic.
And expensive.
Well, you know what? Sauvage can afford it.
Well, you know, instead of selling Happy Meals, they sell Christian Dior fragrance. So.
Well, there you go.
Right. Smell like Khan or Johnny Depp, whatever you like.
I'm not going there. All right. Oh, well. Yeah, we have gone just so far away from the original intent of this podcast. However, we have had a lot of fun. And we got Barry to talk, which he originally said he was not going to. He was just going to sit here. So, thanks for that. Anyway, we're getting...
Pandora, we're going to do a podcast, for God's sakes, please.
Oh, absolutely. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. But yeah, so we are a little bit past the hour mark. So what I'm going to do, let me go ahead and get y'all the Depp Heads and Hiddlestoners phone number. Once again, I announce it every episode except last week, because we were kind of in a hurry to shut down. So give us a call. Let us know what time zone you're in so we don't wake you up at 3 in the morning unless you want us to. That number is 765-681-7313. And however, I will not guarantee someone will answer you when you call. I will guarantee if you leave us a number, a message, let us know when to call. Either Carrie or I won, or Barry if you would prefer. We'll give you a call back. I guarantee that. Absolutely. If you don't want to use the phone, you'd rather go, I guess now it would be snail mail, considering that nobody uses regular post anymore.
Yeah.
You can go with our email, which is deppheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com. And we also have the blog, which is deppheadshiddlestoners.com. Or you can just go to BarryReese.net and click on the link. Anything else?
Some great content.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else we need to tell them?
No, that covers it well.
All right. Yeah. So we are going to try to coerce Barry into being on the podcast more often. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think we're done. We're going to do maybe some recap next week. Look at a few more unsung heroes, a little bit more on our background players. Got any ideas? Let us know. Anyway, this is Jen.
This is Gary.
And this was Barry.
Guys, yeah. Peace and love.
Love and peace.
Check you later. Bye.